The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the Good the Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final, offered some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday, which means it's bird's eye view here on WTBR-FM. Jesse and Mike coming to you live from, what is it, September 25th? 1 week left of September, which is kind of weird. It feels like just yesterday, like the high school season, the fall season was starting, and now all of a sudden it's almost October, which is kind of wild. Mike, it's already been October for Mike for about 3 weeks because Everett is a Halloween, fiend, addict.
We were at CVS yesterday for like an extra hour pushing buttons.
Pushing buttons?
On like their like Halloween aisle.
Weird. There we go. CVS has like a little seasonal aisle, and they have a bunch of like the not giant animatronics like a Home Depot might have, but. Little decorations that scream and shake
and
moan.
For your house, so
we didn't buy any, but yeah.
But you had to play with all of them. Lots of playing with all of them.
Yes. Big fan of all that. Keeps asking, when it's time to trick-or-treat and stuff like that, but I keep saying, we'll get there.
Yes. Still well over a month. I guess it's just about a week over a month, but yeah, that is coming up. In the on the horizon. I feel like there's so many sports things that are going on, and I also
very lethargic
feel like,
on this rainy morning.
It's remaining. There was so many, like last night, WNBA had a big playoff game, and there was a baseball game between the Cubs and the Mets, and a couple other ones, and there was some big like college ball. I was just like, I don't care, man. Which is feeling very weird because last year I was like really following the WNBA playoffs. I think it's also because like the Liberty were making a big run, they won the championship, but this year I just cannot care, and I don't know why. Also because the Lynx lost to the Fever, which is wild that series is 1-1. And also the Aces lost to the Mercury, which I'm kind of confused about as well. But, I don't know. Maybe if it's Aces, Lynx in the WNBA Finals, I'll pay attention because those are the two best teams this year, essentially.
So, you say so.
Yeah, Aja Wilson just won her fourth MVP.
Heard of her, yeah. She Nafisa, seems like she's very good at basketball.
Nafisa Collier, who's, as Mike would say, very good at basketball as well.
Vaguely heard of her, yes.
Was the MVP runner-up. I thought she might win it. Aja was better slightly. Nafisa was kind of...
She went four straight, or is it just four overall?
Four overall. She went two in a row. She just went two in a row. Oh, what's up, Henry?
Very impressive. Henry's on
what's
the move.
What's up? Yeah, he's coming over to me this time. Now I'm fired up. Now I got my boy with me.
Yeah, no, it's a little... Like, even baseball, you're like, okay, let's just get to it.
Yeah,
Get a week left of baseball here. Red Sox are like, continue to toy with closing in on clinching a playoff spot.
Yeah, the Red Sox will do it if they want to, if they feel like it.
Well, if someone else does it for them. They do win back-to-back games. But it's more like, oh, we went to bed, and the magic number is this number, and then you wake up and like, oh, someone else crapped the bed, and it's, we're a game closer to the playoffs now.
Well, and like the Mets, it's like, all right, just win the games that are easy, and then that way you can guarantee yourself. It's like, no, we're going to lose 10-3 to the Cubs. Oh. There are a lot of buttons over there. Yeah. Look, Henry, WTBR does not do a good job of analyzing their radio equipment, and that's just all Henry was doing.
Right, all he's doing.
Yeah, you need an outside consultant
been
to
in
come
a
in here.
Baby-proofed radio studio.
That would actually be pretty funny. I don't think
he's big into audio, so yeah, yes, yeah. I've steadfastly still refused to put the gates back up around our house. So when I was showering,
He crawled in
yesterday. Well, the problem is he used to just like sit there and play or whatever, and you could leak because we have to leave the door open because, as I think we've discussed on this program in the past, my shower doesn't have a vent in the ceiling.
Yes, you have mentioned that. Yeah.
So I have to leave the door open, and now he escapes. He like wanders into the hallway, and that's where the stairs are. So rather than putting up the gate, which is up in the attic and a whole ordeal, I use my Bluetooth speaker, which I put on some like Disney songs or whatever, and it has like a light in it that
flashes
with the music. You know, you can have these multiple settings, but that occupied him for the entirety of my shower.
And there you
I was
go.
Like, it's technology, but it's not a screen, so I feel like we're in a gray area that I'm gonna
I think
be okay
that's
with.
Okay,
it.
A little flashing
yeah.
light.
Yeah, yeah Bluetooth waves never hurt a baby, right?
No. Oh. This is the generation where
like
we find
Tylenol
out.
Tylenol or something, God forbid.
Oh my God. Oh my
I guess
God.
I probably shouldn't mention that. anyway.
What's next,
sports.
NyQuil?
You want to dive quick? NyQuil? I'm giving my baby NyQuil.
All right, yeah.
As much as that would help my own sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, is that, don't I have baby NyQuil?
There are, yeah, like infant... I believe it actually is Tylenol.
There you go.
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure. That's my
All
wife's
right.
department.
Well, yeah, let's talk about something that isn't dangerous. Like high school sports, they've never hurt anybody. We had some football games this past Friday.
Yes, we did.
Hoosier Valley beat PHS. Oh, is he entered the table? Oh, hello. He's right by me. Oh, I would have picked him up. I saw Mike disappear under the table. Because Henry does have a habit of going underneath right. there. And then Henry
How about we
just
do the bottle
right
now.
At my feet.
We'll just do the bottle.
Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting that. That's so funny.
All right.
Oh, man. This is shambles. All right. So we had high school football on Friday. Pittsfield lost to Hoosick Valley 34-6. Lee beat Wakona 48-0. And McCann Tech lost to Mahar on the road 33-24. Start with the last one first, because I did watch the tape from Mahar McCann, and that was a big game just because those were two teams at a similar level, and you're going, all right, if McCann can't compete against Mahar, it's we're really, really concerned. And they did. They competed really hard against Mahar. They're down 19-0 at one point. They made a comeback to make it 25-24. So they were only down a point. And then Mahar got Mahar had a bunch of big pass plays for touchdowns. They got one of those. McCann had the ball. They had the ability to drive, and their drive stalled out in that end of the game. But this was a very reassuring performance from McCann. This was a very impressive performance by certain players, given where McCann has been. If they keep Anthony Trzynski and Aiden Mendoka, they will be very fun to watch for the next few years. If they can keep and build around those two guys, they have some serious talent. Anthony Trzynski, who sophomore running back, he's a bowling ball. He ran with power. He made good decisions, just kind of a good one-cut running back, which is what you like to see. 26 carries, 168 rushing yards, two touchdowns. He had a 14-yard rushing touchdown. He had a 19-yard rushing touchdown. He broke tackles on every run. He was very impressive. He's only a sophomore. They'll have another 2 years of him. You know, it's not going to happen this year just because I think they need to rebuild so much. Mm-hmm. He easily could be a 1,000-yard rusher. I was very impressed by him. Aiden Mendonca is a freshman at quarterback. He generally did a nice job. Didn't throw a ton because that's not what their game plan was, but he had a couple nice scrambles. He did have a couple nice throws. Connected with Harley Collins, who's a senior, who is kind of the other, slot back, I guess you could say. They moved him around the formation a little bit. But through to him, probably a 5-yard game. Collins takes off 39-yard catch and run. That set up a Trzynski touchdown. So they both had some nice plays in there. They keep that quarterback and that running back. They will be in decent shape. Still some issues where line's not getting the push it needs to. There's stuff on defense, all that. But yeah, they had some young guys who showed up. Jaden Dimitropoulos had a good game. He had a couple of sacks. Someone else who had a fumble recovery for a touchdown. They had a safety So yeah, there was definitely positive things to take away from McCann, which is what we want to see. Just given, like I said, where Evan Labonte had a sack for a safety, Chris Rickard had a 26-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. So yeah, you know, this is what we'd like to see, given where McCann has been. And yeah, it's just reassuring because you're wondering how the losing is going to affect everything. They have the next 2 weeks off, so they'll be off tomorrow, the week after that. And then they'll be back with, I believe, Monument Mountain to start league play. And that's not easy. It's a county game. So it'll be interesting to see how they can build off this. But, yeah, so that was at least nice to see. And, I mean, Trzynski leads the county in rushing yards, so.
That's something.
That's something. Obviously, he'll drop down because they're not playing for 2 weeks, but that is that is something
now
interesting.
I saw them 2 weeks ago. He was one of the guys that we were unaware of that kind of jumped off the field as a legit football player up there when Aiden Ford, I believe, was their starting back. He got hurt in the middle of the game. Most of the handoffs kind of went to Trzynski. Is that how we're doing it?
I don't know.
Trzynski.
What happened? Yeah, Hoosick Valley, Pittsfield, and Lee Wakona were not very good games. They were blowouts.
Yes.
Lee completely dominated against Wakona. Wakona, I was very shocked because they kind of just gave up. And I've been talking about in the Hoosick game, they didn't. They fought, and they didn't against Lee at all. Coach Gary Campbell said as much. He said, we lost your confidence, and that was that. So we will see if Wakona has been able to regain its confidence. That was the Wakona home opener. Tomorrow night, they will host Northampton. That's a big game, Route 9 Rumble. Northampton has been very bad the last 2 years. Wakona has beat them the last 2 years. So they not only do they want to keep the trophy, but you want to avoid staring at an 0-3 hole. And like I said, you know, Northampton has been very unimpressive to start the season, 0-2 as well. I think they've lost their games something like 80-6, something in that neighborhood. So
not great.
Yeah, you know, you want to see Wakona be able to say, hey, you know, we played two very good teams, we lost, that's why we lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, Hoosick, PHS. PHS fought. Hoosick is just very, very good. That's kind of similar deal. You lost because you were playing a very, very good team. PHS now 1-1.
Pretty much, yeah.
And as we have talked about, the main concern was from Hoosick because they are allergic to playing a clean game of football. I think in the story was 10 accepted penalties for 120 yards, multiple turnovers. So, yeah, you know, when they play Lee, when they play South Hadley, when they play in the playoffs, which we assume they're going to make, that's an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I think, the first three times they touched the football were penalized or flags were came out. Pittsfield was in the game until the final minute, I guess, of the half, really. Due to a couple turnovers, muffed punt, halfback pass intercepted. Things that, I guess shouldn't be happening if you're playing championship caliber, playoff caliber football. Pittsfield hung around. They hit on the same level. They just did not have the numbers or the athletes or definitely not the playmakers, I guess you would certainly categorize as Hoosick as having. Too many times, Hoosick just kind of, they flash. These guys all flash on big plays, big pass plays, big runs. Guys in the backfield just waiting for the ball to be handed off to the running back and then bringing them down. So they flash on these big plays. In between them, there's a lot, of work that needs to be done to be a, you know, we were pitching at maybe the start of the season was a Gillette caliber team. A lot of stuff still needs to be
ironed out.
Yes.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, I still think this team can reach Gillette, but yeah, it's, you know, I need to see them.
Yeah, I'm excited to go down to Monument, see them, because that game last year was kind of a disaster.
Last year I covered that game. It was 12-6. Hoosick, that was the game that Griffin Mucci got hurt, and mm-hmm. So there was a little bit of everything's in chaos now, but it was still, a lot of mistakes, a lot of sloppy play, and Monument almost upset them at Hoosick.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be interesting to see how that game works out tomorrow. Monument has had a week off after a bad loss to Lee in its home opener. PHS tough for the Generals. They now have to play Lee in Lee's home opener, so that's a rough one. Lee, interestingly, only has three home games this year, but they play all of them in the next four games. So they'll host PHS, and then they will be at Hoosick, and then they have two more home games. So I guess you could say, I mean, yeah, that's kind of, I talked to Thompson Lennie preseason. He was kind of like, we only have three home games, but because we have so many in county, kind of doesn't really feel like travel.
Yeah.
Which I understand. And so, yeah, I mean, they haven't left the county yet, even though they have played two games and neither have been at home. Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, you'll have home game at Hoosick, which is still in county, two more home games. So now, you know, by the time you get to week 6, 7, 8, you've played, you know, you haven't really traveled yet.
No, they're at Taconic, I believe.
The game against Taconic. So, mm-hmm. When they leave to play, I think it's like Holyoke and maybe East Hampton. Those would be the only two real away games. I'm not sure if I have which teams correct, but yeah, they play South Hadley at home, which will be, I think they're at South Hadley, but that'll be a big game. South Hadley looks good this year, which is good because you wanted to see a test for them in their league, and that South Hadley is going to be it. In any case, yeah, so Lee will be interesting to see. They're coming off a big blowout win. And Taconic is back. Taconic will host Commerce tomorrow night. That's Taconic's best chance for a win this season. That's a huge game for the Thunder. Commerce has not been good for years now. They are 0-2 to start the season. They've given up something like 100 points in the first two games. Taconic needs a win here. Mm. They need to be able to say, hey, look, you know, as bad as things have been, we're still not there. We're still not at that level. This is also going to be a game where composure is huge. Now, last time I saw Commerce, there were fights and all kinds of penalties and stuff. So being able to keep your composure, that's going to be very, very important. But, indeed. Yeah, I mean, this is a big game for the Thunder. Like I said, I mean, they have, I think, South Hadley right after. They got league play right after. It's you need to have some kind of momentum going in against a team that you can beat. So that'll be, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see what's happening with that one. We're going to take a little break. Mike is going to try and get Henry to not crawl and unplug all kinds of wires. But we will be back after that.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio. At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm currently on the floor because Hankus Pankus here is in the dead center of the desk. And we're wondering if he's just going to kind of hang out there or if he's going to move around, which is quite unsure. Oh, he's going back towards, he's crawling back towards Mike. So there we go. If you had the over on the baby race, he in fact hit the over. So that's all good now. The small child is away from the wires and is out of my range of kicking. So these are all good things. He is now in Mike's kicking range, so that might be, but you know.
He's used to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not an issue.
Used to getting kicked by me. Speaking of kicking. We could talk about soccer.
We could talk about some soccer. There's a nice little transition from you there. Taconic boys beat Mount Everett yesterday. That was 2-0 win. I saw Lennox beat Lee 1-0 earlier in the week. That was It was a fine game. I mean, the one goal was, you know, early into the game, and then nothing else happened. Matty Kodek had a very nice game for Lee defensively. Lennox's back end, Ariva Patel, was, like, man of the match. She just tracked everything down. Lee could not get a deep ball going because she just completely took out every one-on-one opportunity. They moved her back to defense because Chloe Parsenios is hurt, and that has been fantastic for Lennox.
Yeah, those were a couple. Yeah, I thought two evenly matched games that we thought we could see some of those teams. The one I saw that I'm starting to inch towards the fact that Wakona girls might be legitimate contenders in Class B. They're off to it now. It's a 6-0 start. I think they may have played last night. I'm not sure. Or that's tonight. They play Munson tonight.
Right, and Munson has been a power in Class Munson, C, yes, in the state, but they also seem like they're rebuilding this year.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Having a rough start to the year anyway. And then Saturday is the big, big one. They'll play Greylock, who is also still undefeated. They're now in the Gree League together. So that's going to be kind of for pole position, I guess, for the Gree League title. The winner of that one will get, because Wakona already beat Pittsfield. Greylock tied Pittsfield. That's their lone kind of their 5-0-1. Wakona 6-0-0, but seeing them play, I went to see them play East Hampton, who entered undefeated as well. And Wakona's just too deep. They go like 20, she's got like 11, 12 girls on the sideline next to her. I keep calling her Maggie Smith, that's the actress. Maggie Rivers, the former coach was Meg Smith, so I'm combining them. They're so, and at one point I was kind of wandering the sidelines and heard the East Hampton coaches be like, geez, this team is so stacked. And it's kind of true. They don't outrightly appear it because a lot of these girls haven't, you know, done a lot on the soccer field in past years. So you're not super familiar with the names beyond, you know, the Anna Doyle has been there for a while. But these girls have been kind of making their names in other sports. They had a very good girls lacrosse season last year. They had a pretty strong basketball season. What's he going for now? More lights? You just bring him over here. Then I'll stop talking. Oh. So they are just like, there's so many of them. They're so big and strong. They had the first girl was. The first goal was scored by two freshman girls, assisting and scoring. Brooke Harrington is arguably their best player. She's a sophomore, arguably, you know, a top five player in the county right now. And she does like a tremendous amount of things just on her own with the ball. Seeing her kind of move with the ball is very impressive. Backline, there were some concerns. They'd graduate a senior goalie, Adrie Collins, but seems to be...
Henry is not indeed a fan of Wakona girls soccer.
You weren't at that one. I got to go to that one by myself. but they just kind of, and East Hampton showed up with maybe five girls on the bench, and by the end of the game, like, their coach is just calling timeouts because they're gassed. And Wakona's just filing in these freshmen and sophomores who can play at the varsity level around their, you know, handful of seniors who have some experience at least. So it's just, I'm starting to get the inkling, you know, seeing them beat Pittsfield 2-0 when Pittsfield came in undefeated, and we were like, oh, maybe Pittsfield's legit. Maybe Pittsfield still is somewhat legit. They did lose to Drury, but...
Well, that's... Yeah, Pittsfield losing to Drury was a shock to me.
Yeah.
I do think Pittsfield could still... I'm willing to say that was a bad game against Wakona because I saw them right after, and it was all about, like, what's the response? You know, we had a bad game. We kind of walked through that one. They got us.
Yeah, so, keeping Greylock scoreless is impressive. Yes.
You're right. And that was a game that PHS, I'd say, played better than Greylock in the balance of things. Greylock, you know, they had, I think, had equal chances. You know, Greylock's defense did a little better, but I thought PHS did a... You know, yeah. Overall controlled the ball more.
I think it was also a little Greylock hadn't been tested yet.
That too.
Entering that game. Maybe up in the Vermont tournament that they play in, but it seems like they were kind of handling, pouring on goals on lesser teams. Pittsfield was tested. They were coming off of that Wakona game. So
right.
A little bit of that. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of Saturday.
Yeah, that was definitely, I think, as you mentioned, Greylock was like, all right, this team can actually run with us and, mm-hmm. and has the depth to go with us. That is a question mark. That is something I think that's good for PHS because in recent years, they haven't always had like a JV team or a deep bench. And this year they have a JV team and a deep bench, which really did help them because they had legitimate varsity starters who they could swap in and out, which is always really, really, really important. Let's see. Any other big games that have been hit the county recently?
So we've kind of come to a bit of a conclusion that Monument Boys are the kind of class of the county right now. They handled both Pittsfield and Greylock, who I think are their primary kind of opposition. You do look at like Hoosick is still undefeated. They had a somewhat big game, non-league. I don't think they're in the Moriarty this year. I can't remember they got moved to, but Taconic, I believe, is in the Moriarty now. But Hoosick, they beat Lennox last night. Lennox was coming off a win over Greylock, so you're starting to get a little transitive property here. Maybe we're looking at this is just a down year for Greylock, but they're still playing some teams tough. If we remember to opening night, they hung 9 goals on Taconic, who's not a bad team.
Right.
So there's some stuff going on there. I would pay attention to Friday night will be the return game. McCann will host Hoosick Valley. McCann has not lost since they lost their opener to Hoosick. Hoosick hasn't lost at all. I believe they had a draw with Mount Everett, who's also pretty strong this year. But then just lost 2-0 to Taconic. So right. There's a lot of cannibalism going on in boys soccer right now. But Monument I don't think they'll play Hoosick, but they'll play some stronger opposition coming up. It'll be interesting to see if they can kind of take that confidence that they're getting in county and move it out of county because they're going to run into the Northamptons again, like you saw. Or, you know, I believe Pope is not in that league this year, but... So I didn't realize that Churchill League really turned around, shuffled a lot this year.
It did.
So it's still very strong. It's just a lot of those strong teams from last year are no longer in it. But it is currently D4 Monument, D3 Pittsfield, and then 4 D2 schools.
Yeah. So for Class B in their league, Monument basically only has to worry about PHS because that's... I think that, yeah, that, you know, but yeah, you have Minichog, Agawam are both very good. You have Northampton, who might be the best team in Western Mass. Mm-hmm. You know, those are all D2 schools. Yep. So you're not going to see them in states or in Western Mass, but that's still like legitimate competition that you have to deal with. Which, yeah, even if Monument takes its lumps, that's good experience if you're trying
to get...
That's
what happened in the last year. Last year, they were like, I don't know, like 1-5-5 or something mid-season and went on a bit of a run, might have all the way to the round of 8 state quarterfinals. And had every right to win that game out at East Boston. They lost 1-0.
I was waiting for the baby to scream, too. It'll be interesting to see what Monument is. It does seem like it's a little bit of a rebuilding year for boys soccer in the county as a whole. As PHS is kind of figuring things out, graduated 13 seniors. I saw Kevin Campo, who's came to PHS by way of Columbia. He had a bicycle kick last week against Wakona. That was crazy to see. Just like it's not something you see every day. So that was very, very cool. PHS, like we said, you know, they're very young. They have beat, I think, most of their county competition other than Monument.
Who's this?
PHS, boys.
PHS has 1 win on the season.
Yeah, so that was against Wakona.
Yes.
But I was just saying, I'm like, they've played Wakona and Monument in county is pretty much it, right?
I believe so, yeah. They do play Taconic this year, which doesn't... I believe they play him. I believe that game is back on both the girls and boys' side, which is something that we haven't gotten in a few years, I don't think. Which I think should be interesting. Happy to see it back on, I believe, both teams' schedules.
I agree. Yeah, October 14th is when that will be happening. Yeah. So, no, that will be very interesting. And, yeah, I am happy that should always be played. That should always be played. Yeah, actually, I think it's a doubleheader. It's both October 14th.
Cool. Yeah. Taconic, so Wakona was undefeated, came to Pittsfield back-to-back games and lost them both. So both teams have, you know, that's their common competition, I guess. Both teams were able to beat a decent Wakona team.
All right, just a minute left today. We said, Northampton, Wakona, Hoosick at Monument, PHS at Lee, Commerce at Conic. That's all tomorrow night for football. It's been a weird radio day, folks. Thank you for bearing with us. Tonight, Wekona hosts Frontier Volleyball. That's a very interesting match. Frontier has been a power in Western Mass for a long time. Wekona upset them in last year's Western Mass tournament on the way to winning their first ever Western Mass championship in volleyball. So I will be there tonight. Should be an interesting game. As for that,
it's Lennox Greylock cross country. We'll face each other today. All four teams are undefeated right now.
If weather holds.
If weather holds.
At Wekona. Also, yeah. So that's going to do it. Thank you for tuning in, bearing with us. It'll be a more fiery episode next week. But have a good weekend and take it easy.